Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Hello again. Well, 1 week on from the murder of a young mother in Limerick, the local community is set to come together this evening at a vigil in the city. Today marks a week since the fatal assault of Jella Ibrahim on the Dock Road in Limerick. A vigil will take place in Limerick City this evening on Steamboat Quay. And from Limerick, I'm joined now by RTE's Midwest correspondent, Cathy O'Halloran, who's in the city. Cathy, good evening to you.
Good evening.
The vigil is due to get underway shortly, is it?
Yes, well, I'm here at Steamboat Quay, which is just along the Shannon in Limerick City, and a vigil is due to begin here shortly to remember Jella Ibrahim, the 27-year-old woman who was murdered in a flat in Limerick's Docklands area, as you say, a week ago today. She was discovered dead in an apartment on the Dock Road at lunchtime last Tuesday, April 4th. Now, a 26-year-old man, Habib Shamal, was charged with her murder at a court in Belfast on Saturday last. So the Garda investigation into that killing is ongoing. The vigil to remember Miss Ibrahim, who was a native of Romania and who had been living and working in Limerick for just a few weeks, is due to begin here at around 5:30, or gathering from 5:30 on at Steamboat Quay. Now, that's very close to where Miss Ibrahim was found murdered. It's just literally about 50 metres away from the block of apartments where she was discovered there last Tuesday afternoon. One of the organisers is local Limerick City Councillor Eliza O'Donovan, and she had been tweeting and appealing to people to gather, that the gathering would mark the 1 week anniversary of the woman's death, and that she and others would come along to meet in Miss Ibrahim's memory to pay their respects as a community here in Limerick. They also want to remember her and all who loved her, and how news of her death was indeed abhorrent news to the community, and to register their remembrance and solidarity. Rosa, the socialist feminist movement in Limerick, is also going to mark Miss Ibrahim's death with a similar gathering here in Bedford Row in Limerick on Thursday next at 5:30, and also at the Spire in Dublin on the same night at 6 p.m. So a number of small ceremonies there, asking people to gather and remember Miss Ibrahim and to remember her family and those who loved her. Now, as I say, a small number are gathering as I speak. The weather, unfortunately, has been appalling all afternoon with heavy rain. So we have no idea yet of the turnout, but at the same time, there is an appeal out there to people to come along, remember her in solidarity, and remember her and her family.
Right, so the weather may affect the plans for there to be a candlelight aspect to that if the rain doesn't hold off. But what has the sense been since the murder a week ago? Has there been shock evident in Limerick as a result of this murder?
Well, there's no doubt there's shock at another violent death of a woman. Yes, there's been a lot of activity on social media about it. Limerick and indeed news of her death has been trending very much. People have been speaking about it. People have been expressing their abhorrence of it. And also, I suppose, this in many ways, this ceremony, be whatever it may, big or small, and indeed the ceremonies on Thursday, they will be an opportunity, I suppose, for people to publicly show their solidarity and abhorrence at news of what emerged in the city last week.
And the councillor you mentioned who's involved in organising it said some of the concerns that were, some of the shock that you were talking about there, was relayed to her by constituents she'd been speaking to. They came forward to talk to her about this.
Yes, well, she lives in this part of the city. She represents Limerick City West. So she would have been hearing on the ground how people were feeling about this news that emerged. And indeed, she wanted to reflect something public. Sometimes when something like this happens, people need a place to go to. They need to gather in a group in solidarity to express their grief and, dismay and abhorrence, as I said, at what happened. This is an opportunity to do that tonight.
What do we know about Jella Ibrahim, Cathy?
Yes, well, she was age 27. We understand she was a mother. We also understand that she'd only been here working in Limerick for a couple of weeks. That's as much as we know about her at the moment that's in the news.
And her family have also arrived in Limerick in recent days.
Yes, I understand her family only formally identified her on Good Friday, having travelled from Romania out to the regional hospital in Limerick, University Hospital Limerick, where her body had been brought following all the Garda technical examinations. Her body was brought there, and members of her family only formally identified her on Good Friday, and the investigation stepped up a bit then after that, once that identification was made, and an arrest was then made. I beg your pardon, it was Thursday. An arrest was made that night, and a man appeared, was taken into custody in Belfast.
And a family now looking to make funeral arrangements back home in Romania, is it?
Yes, that would be the next move, but those arrangements could take time. It may be difficult to take the woman's body back to Romania, but yes, those arrangements are now underway.
All right, Cathy Halloran, our Midwest correspondent. Thanks very much for joining us. We're back with more after this.